What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, so on this Wine About It Thursday therapy, we have Chelsea Harvey Garner. She is a psychotherapist. By the way, what is the difference between psychotherapist and therapist?
I was going to say this so confidently and I already scratched it, but I think one is allowed to prescribe medicated.
That's a psychologist. No, that's a psychiatrist.
Okay, then I got nothing.
But
my degree is in communications and marketing. Okay. So let me get Google.
She's a writer, a founding director of Big Feels Lab. So she specializes in working with trauma survivors, unconventional couples and families, and self-identified misfits. In both her creative and therapeutic work, she helps clients reclaim an embodied sense of dignity and find true belonging with themselves and others. Dynamic, inventive, and difficult. No. She also has a book out. It's called A Pity Party Is Still a Party, A Feel-Good Guide to Feeling Bad, which is coming out later this July, which I think is really cool, because A Pity Party Is Still a Party will give readers insight and tools to reframe how they view difficult emotions while teaching them how to embrace these emotions and learn how to accept them in their day-to-day. Garner wants to help us find the silver lining, but only after we've played in the rain. I cannot agree with that more.
Yeah, the toxic positivity life is just not for me. I need like the realness of this, that we all do have the feelings. Pity party, still a party. Feel right. Your feelings.
Well, that, but I think it's also, because I remember I wrote about this in the book too, but I said, someone had told me, and I said, who in the book, but they're like, you can't be happy and sad. And I'm like, ooh, no. When I learned that I could is when I was able to live.
Yes, because that's real life.
Yes, because the amount of times that I've been on Instagram trying to pretend like I was happy.
Yes.
Or pretend like I wasn't just crying or something.
Yeah.
It's like, it's exhausting.
And being a human is all the emotions at once. We're not linear creatures. We're made to be all over the place.
Now, I think it's dangerous to stay in the pity.
Yeah.
Which I've stayed in for a minute. At times.
Yeah. And you've come to get me out of mine.
But I think that's, yeah. So I let's get her on, because I'm curious, like, how long she says you can, like, stay there.
How long are we allowed to be in our pity party?
Well, I need rules and guidelines. They'd be like, all right, well, time's up.
Time's up. Your pity party is over.
Let's get Chelsea on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
Chelsea,
she's singing me a song. Chelsea, hi.
Hi.
You look so cool.
I know, like, you're like fun. Oh.
You're a vibe.
I'm a hipster, you guys.
But like, so like you, there's, I like, I'm already here. I'm here for the vibe.
Do I look like a pilot?
No,
you're
just so cool. And like, got the tattoos and like the plants in the background. Like, I'm like,
you look a lot like someone I'm going to believe anything they say. So start talking to me. Just tell me everything.
On the right track.
That's right.
I'm Jana. This is Kristen.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Chelsea, can I ask you a really stupid question? What'd you say? No. That's my second stupid question. First question is, what is the difference between a psychotherapist and just like a therapist?
So the reason, am I like in the right place with this mic?
You're
I
amazing.
Have a tendency to eat the mic, and I'm trying not to do that.
You're perfect.
Okay, we're good. You're hearing me fine. So the reason I say psychotherapist is because therapist can also mean like physical therapist or anything, like it mean different, like speech therapist, things that don't have to do with the mind. So a lot of times now people mean mental health therapist when they hear therapist, but just to be more specific, that it's about psychology.
Okay, got it. I was just like, because I know what a psychiatrist does the prescribing, right?
Yep, definitely then, like, not that.
Our mental
lover
and our therapist that we have, I guess she would be a psychotherapist, Amy.
Yeah, because she can't prescribe.
Because she doesn't prescribe, yeah. Okay, got it. All right, so that's my first silly question. My second
that's
one is
not a stupid question at all.
How long can you stay in the pity for? Like, what's your like?
How long are we allowed to have the party?
How are we allowed to stay in just pity? Not the and part, just the pity.
I think, you know, of course, I can't probably give an actual timeline. It would depend on what we're pitying about, what we're partying about. Love right? Her. Like if your parents die and you're like 12 years old and you go into foster care, like you can probably party for a while. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say you've earned that. Mm-hmm. Years, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know.
I did years in a party.
Which party?
Childhood party.
Well, yeah, that's called childhood drama, and we've all.
Mm-hmm. I like that we're flipping that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so say you're just feeling sad. Just a normal human emotion. Like, sure, you know, you're just feeling defeated or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't need you to say like 7 minutes or whatever, but like, are you like, okay,
I like 7 minutes.
Doesn't feel good. And then are we just like, okay, so there's that, because the toxic positivity of the world is starting to wear me out. If I'm honest, I don't want to be like negative.
It's really exhausting.
It is, because it's like, but it's great. Have a great day. And I'm like, yeah, but okay. Sometimes it's not Sarah or Heather, mm-hmm. you know,
it's
mm-hmm. fucking hard, Chelsea.
It's really fucking hard.
Yeah. Like it's hard.
It's so hard. And all of it. It's just hard.
And sometimes I'm like, I want to be positive, but also like I got a big emotion to feel. So let me feel it all the way first. Probably in my bathtub. Yeah.
In the bathtub is a great place. I think my general perspective is that rejecting something we're feeling is inherently a negative position. Mm. So if I'm feeling something and then Sarah is like, you know what? Have a good day, though. Like the feeling of tension in her body, because she presumably is experiencing that as a negative emotion I shouldn't feel. If I were to take that on and be like, okay, Sarah, I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to get rid of this sadness. Like that's already to me a negative point of view, because I'm rejecting myself. And I'm also saying to life, you know, to be philosophical, like this is not okay. What's happening is bad and it shouldn't be like this, which is also to me sort of arrogant and positions like ourselves up higher than I think we should be. We don't know why we have these emotions. We know that they're an intrinsic part of being alive. So if I want to actually enjoy my experience, I'm better off saying, okay, maybe this doesn't feel super pleasant, but I'm going to go ahead and assume there's some reason that I'm feeling it and that it makes sense that I'm feeling it. And I'm not going to reject myself. And I'm going to go ahead and just continue on with my day. I think people misconstrue this idea and think that I'm saying you always have to be in your bathtub. Like, be in your bathtub, but also like keep eating your lunch and just feel the thing. Like, it's not actually as dramatic as I think people presume that I'm saying it to be. Like, you don't have to always be crying. You can just privately be feeling something.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that I learned in therapy after my divorce was the power of and. Like, you can be happy mm-hmm. and you can be sad. And like, I thought I had to be kind of one or the other. And someone had said to me too, like, why are you showing the world that you're happy, but then you're telling me that you're so sad? And it's like, well, and so like trying to find like, okay, well, what am I? And then like realizing my therapist is like, you can be both. And I was like, come again? Like, I didn't understand that concept, because I thought it was like, all right, I'm either going to be so depressed or I'm going to live my best life, you know?
Yes.
But it's like trying to find that and then knowing like, okay, I can have a really bad day today and mm-hmm. I can find joy in today and like have moments of happiness too. And like, that was like the biggest revelation that I had post-divorce personally.
It's so important. If I could give all of my clients and readers one message, that would probably be it. It's like, there's space for all of it. Mm-hmm. There's space for all of it inside of you and in the world. And whether you accept that or not, it's going to be there. So you may as well try to allow it and embrace it.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars.
APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. I was telling one of my divorce friends, she's recently divorced, and she's just like, you know, I just like really kind of like your journey is inspiring. I'm like, yes, but let me just tell you, like, it's not like you will still have hard days. Like, you know, with our new summer schedule, it's primarily it's week on, week off. And so I'm not used to not having the kids for not a week. Like, normally it's I'm only without them for 7 days of the month. So like, this is not usual. So like, I will be sad, you know, I'm like, so, and that's okay. Like, that is expected. That is, yep. So it's like, just because years have passed, I'm in a relationship and I'm happy, doesn't mean that I won't have moments of like sad days. But that's, I mean, I literally tattooed an and symbol, an ampersand on my wrist to be like, okay, beautiful. I can do both. Like, because it is the biggest lesson. Like, you can be, you know.
Yesterday I was defeated, I'll be honest.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So I'm super pregnant over here, just in case you can't see. My gangster rapper wardrobe is hiding this baby. We're like 39 weeks, but I went for a checkup yesterday, and there's a lot of contracting and pain, right, physical, which is kind of relieving to me, if I can be honest. Like, physical pain feels like a little vacation sometimes.
A little break.
Yeah, from all the thoughts. Yeah, and the trauma pain. So I went in, and they checked, and I'm not dilated, and I was just like, ugh. You know, like, you just – and then I felt – this is interesting, because with feelings – I like to hold both at the same time. I've had a lot of loss in the last couple of years, 5 deaths in like 11 months, knocked me on my butt. Mm-hmm. But like, rebuilding in a really strategic, intentional way, it feels like more fair to myself, which is good.
But
I instantly went into this. I was like, well, you can't be defeated because you have to be grateful because you still have a baby. It's like, but I can feel defeated in that moment. And it is okay to be like frustrated for a second, and I'm going to go sit in my bathtub. I spend a lot of time in the bathtub now that I'm saying it out loud, but that's like where I calm myself and I like listen to myself.
Such a good place.
Yeah. But it is interesting how like the world makes you feel like, well, you can't be this because you are, you know, even myself, I make myself feel that way. I'm like, well, you need to be grateful, Kristen. Some people can't have a baby. And I'm such an advocate for all of that, that I was like, it's okay to just be defeated for a second.
Yeah.
Cervix got you down
too.
It's okay.
Yeah. I think of, you know, being able to hold it all and honor it all and respect it all as maturity, honestly. Like when I meet people now who sort of hold this view, like life should be this one way. First of all, to me, it's boring. I don't find that kind of perspective like that engaging. I mean, I come to this field as an artist previously. So like I fit all the cliches about like the brooding, like I love to kind of dive into those deep topics. So I just kind of don't find it interesting, but I also find it so like rigid. And when someone thinks that life should be this one way, and yet there's been so much proof that it's never that way. Like, does anybody actually have proof that anyone is achieving one mood of like positive experience? No one is experiencing that. So to believe that despite like mountains of evidence that that's not going to happen just strikes me as like young. Not that that's a bad thing, but when people who are like, you know, telling me that are much older than me, like life should be really easy if you make the right choices. You know, I just like, I'm like, wow, how are you holding on to that? I'm concerned.
So dismissive.
How are
feeling
you believing
too?
That?
Yeah.
I kind of flip it though. And I've always said it doesn't have to be that hard because it is going to be hard, but it doesn't have to be that hard. That was like, that's my only thing to that though, where it's, I'm like, when I relate to like, in relationships, like it doesn't need to be, it's going to be hard, but it doesn't have to be like that hard.
When it starts to feel that heavy, it's like
that heavy and that hard. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe you disagree with that and for sure. Go ahead.
No, I think, I mean, I think I've studied Buddhism. I'm not going to claim to be an expert on Buddhism, but like, you know, for me, the major takeaway is there's a difference between pain and suffering, right? Mm. So we're going to experience difficult things in life, and that's just a reality. There's uncertainty, there's death, et cetera. There's the fleeting nature of everything. But then the suffering, I think, would translate for me to things like shame, things like isolation, things like, you know, believing that it's, again, believing it's wrong to have these experiences. And in Buddhism, if we embrace that there's hard things are going to happen, it doesn't mean I'm a bad person, doesn't mean I'm failing, doesn't mean God is punishing me, then it actually becomes a lot easier because I'm not sort of adding insult to injury. I'm not cloistering myself away, hoping that I will get fixed and then be able to be worthy of love and care. I can go ahead and assume like I'm having a shit day. I feel defeated and I still deserve help. So I don't feel bad about calling my friend. Right. So that's to me the difference is like it still might happen and be hard, but I don't have to make it worse.
Sure. Where do you think people go wrong, though? I mean, there's a lot of ways, but like, where do you think what's the biggest one where you're like, this is where you're going to might go wrong with the pity, but also having the party, too?
I mean, my answer would be different if I'm like talking to one person versus talking about society. Like to me, the stuff I say at the beginning of the book is really important, which is, you know, if you're isolating, if you're not taking any action on behalf of yourself, like you're not doing things to try to help yourself be well. And if you're starting to believe that you're the only one who feels this, right? The shame and the isolation are like what I look for in my clients and in people in my life and in myself when I start to feel like, okay, this is dangerous, right? Like for people to be isolated in their worst hour, to have no support whatsoever, it's not a good thing. And pretty much I'm not in favor of that ever. I mean, if you want to go to a mindfulness retreat in the mountains, do it, but do it with a group of people. That would be my perspective. Not saying there's never value in being alone, but not at your worst hour, personally. So that's something I look for. But socially, I think that the belief that I feel most critical of is the idea that if people were doing the right thing, making the right choices or living the right way, they wouldn't be experiencing hardship. That belief to me is so damaging. It contributes to so much sort of injustice on a deep level where people believe, like if I see somebody in public who is actively suffering, you know, right? Like an unhoused person, a mentally unwell person. If I believe on a cellular level that they wouldn't be feeling that or experiencing that if they had made better choices, I'm going to justify not helping them and judging them and separating myself from them. And I think that belief is really dangerous. Mm-hmm.
It's also very one-sided. That feels like more protective of the person feeling it than it is the people we should be helping.
Are you? And it protects you for now, but then later you'll be hurting and you'll be like, oh, so I must be doing something wrong, right?
Yeah, yeah. All the attaching, the judgments to the feelings. It's gross.
No.
Are you a natural born isolator? Like I know for myself, when the going gets tough, severe independence, I default. So I'll just wall up, be alone. Is that like, what do you, when you feel the big feelings, like what's your default and what do you have to do to like get out?
You know, I'm just laughing because I'm thinking about all the people who know me that might hear this and how much they would love that question, because I'm not. No, I am an only child. Mm. So I don't know, interpret that as you will, you know, like I naturally am like, help me. So no, to a fault. I mean, there have been moments where it took me a while to be like, all right, Chelsea, like you can solve this, you know, like you don't actually need somebody to come over right now would be the side of the spectrum I fall on.
That's in interesting. Like, is it, I would assume it would be kind of opposite.
Yeah. I sent, cause I know you someone know, that's a single or, you know, only child and they're very like they don't ask for help and like, you know,
that can happen too.
Yeah,
the imaginative conversations we have someone what? That the imaginative conversations like we have people that like think, well, I told you that the only child is what I've known. I
saw no, honey, that's just your husband's.
Oh, he's a middle. I'll take your prayers.
what do you say to the people that are there that are having a hard time finding the and, like the positive side of things? Mm.
The party's over.
You mean just they really want.
Well, no, like they're just stuck in it. And it's like they're having a hard time finding that party piece, the like the and piece, the hope piece.
Yeah, the hope piece, the joy piece. I guess if I'm understanding your question correctly, I think some of the stuff that's toward the second half of the book, like the activities, I think just looking back at human history, things like being in nature, being in a wild place, even if it is literally like a wild bit of brush behind a Target. I live in New York. I will take what I can get. You know what I mean? Just being in a space where it's not just the human world is one of the fastest ways for me to remember that I'm a part of something bigger and that things are kind of operating in a way that's mysterious and magical beyond my understanding. It takes me out of just this realm where I'm like, I have to figure this out. This is all on me. So being in nature is huge. And I think, you know, not a lot of people are as naturally inclined toward this, but things like dancing, things like moving your body, things like being around other people and listening to music, just enjoying the basic, you know, comforts of having a body and being alive, having a meal, having someone you love touch your back, like take it really back to the animal level is what I advocate for.
Is that what the group, because in your book, there's solo exercises, there's group exercises. Like, is that some of the stuff that you do? Like tell them what to go do?
I'm really excited about this book.
I'm going to be like, hey, honey, it says massage my back.
I know. Well, everything you're saying is how I've been feeling, which is so interesting because I'm in a very like, guys, I used to have a brain and then I had a baby. But I'm in this like very primal kind of state, you know, like in this last bit of pregnancy, I feel like you get more primal and what you need is almost primal. Like, like the quiet is what I've needed. And the like I even said to my husband, I was like, I just like I don't let the wall down easily. And I said the other day, I was like, I just want you home to like rub my back, which for me to say I need something is interesting. But all of these things you're saying, I'm like, oh, yes, like feet in the grass, a, you know, a rub of the back, sunshine on your face, a little wind, anything.
It's basic stuff, you know, and I think we've kind of lost track of it in the way that we're living. And we just need to be reminded, this is what humans have always done to regulate our nervous systems. You know, we don't have to do it alone. we always have these resources available to us, even just the wind, you know, like you're talking about the primal experience of being pregnant. I haven't been, but I wrote this book right after my grandmother, who was really my mom, died. And I was amazed by how primal the experience of grief was. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to be outside and feel the wind. And there were moments where like all I wanted was the wind on my face. And it wouldn't have mattered if I had, you know, the best therapist in the world or tickets to the best concert in the world. I just wanted to like sit there mm-hmm. and eat some raspberries with the wind. And that was what felt right. And my body was like, this is what you need right now.
Yeah, so we're such a rush society.
But that's why I think up north Michigan has always been my safe, sacred place. And like, that's like when you're saying this, I'm like, because every time like I'm stressed or I'm anxious or like I always close my eyes and like, and nothing has tainted this place. Not, you know, bringing up my exes mm-hmm. there or any. It's like this place is so because it's up north Michigan and it's just there's nothing but wilderness. And yeah, like I go for walks with my grandma to pick raspberries and blueberries and like strawberries. And it's like,
yes,
and it's fresh
and it's
water.
Oh, fresh everything. Mm. You can drink the faucet and it's fine. Even in Michigan there, you know, like it's like I crave that place, like being on the lake, being in the water, feeling like all of that. And I remember like that was the first place I went to post divorce. Cause it's just like, it is the most just healing place for me. I'm obsessed with it. I love it.
It is
so
like
much.
A location deep breath. It's weird. Like it just takes your whole full sensory.
But that's why I love when you said that. Cause I'm like, wow, that is like,
yeah,
that's like the place for me.
And the water and the waves.
All of it.
Yes.
All of it.
I mean, I can get pretty woo woo. So I try not to, because I also, you know, I love science and evidence and all of the things that they can go together. But I really believe that the earth, you know, is alive in ways that we don't comprehend. And so for me, in those moments where something feels, the pain feels so much bigger than me, and I feel like it's just going to like consume me or squash me, I need to feel the larger body of the earth as something I'm connected to. And for me, that feels like the divine or God. And it almost instantly kind of reminds me that I'm not doing it alone. I'm not holding this alone. And I think everybody has different relationships with the earth. Like some people, it is water. Like you said, for you, it's being near the water, it sounds mm-hmm. like. And I have clients when I work on like treatment plans and safety plans, we talk about what is the space for you. And some people just have to be near water. And mm-hmm. I have clients who, when they are in a crisis, I'm like, where can you get to, how can you get to water? Mm-hmm. For me, it's trees, like a large tree. If I see an old tree, I will literally tear up like I'm seeing an old friend, even if I've never like met this tree. That is so embarrassing. And here I said it.
That's great. I'm going to, when we go to New York, I'll be like, there's Chelsea. She's hugging a tree.
Yeah.
She's hugging a tree in New York.
But there's probably so much symbolism in it too, because it's so rooted. It goes down. It's mm-hmm. so deep. Yep. Like it's connected. Yep. It's like the most connected plant we can have.
Yep,
all the way down.
And then when it starts to get the roots up in the concrete, you got to look through the roots.
Listen. Listen. We're taking it. We'll go woo-woo. You want to go woo-woo together?
Good. Is there a chapter in the book that's your favorite? Like, what's your favorite chapter you had fun writing?
You know, probably the finish of the book, the last chapter is an open letter to my grandmother. Mm. And yeah, it was amazing. I didn't like see it coming. I wasn't planning to end the book that way. And I also didn't really write the book in order. So that was interesting too. I wrote all these different chapters and kind of rearranged them. And then one of the final activities is called Invisible Army. And it's, you know, for folks who are not in the immediate company of someone who has the same hardships as them, how do you imagine that there's an army with you, right? Whether that's like in a book where characters are experiencing what you're experiencing, or your movement ancestors, right? Like if you're a queer person in a community where no one else is out, like imagining those folks who came before you and fought that fight. And for me, you know, my grandmother has always been my greatest ally. And so writing a letter to someone in your invisible army and sharing with them like what things have been like and what you're going through is the activity. And it's not that long, but I just found that I needed to write that, and I needed to finish the book speaking directly to her, because the book was really a love letter to her and a way of saying sort of to her, I am okay because you taught me how to do these things, and I'm going to be okay without you. And so that chapter is hard for me to read even still after reading the book many times. Like, sure. I cry every time.
Oh. Well, I cannot wait to get your book. And thank you for coming on the show. And everyone, please go get A Pity Party Is Still a Party. They can pre-order it since it doesn't come out until July, right?
Right, okay. Now.
All right, pre-order it right now. A Pity Party Is Still a Party, A Feel-Good Guide to Feeling Bad. Pre-order it right now. Thank you for coming on the show, girlfriend. Appreciate
you.
You're
magic.
What a pleasure.
You're very sweet. Okay.
The Wind Down Book Club for me is getting like my stack. Every time we interview an author, I'm ordering because I'm like in love with these people. And I'm like, I want to know more of your words.
I definitely think her book is going to be good. I'm excited to read.
I love anything. I like anything that has like an action plan. Like I like that there's activities in it.
I don't have activities in my book, but I wish.
Well, we don't need activities. It's busy enough, honey. There's a lot of movement in those pages.
By the way, I just wrote my thank yous. Crystal, you're in it, girlfriend.
Is it going to make you cry?
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah, we have done so much life together.
We have.
I really want to like make a recorded promise that at someday in our elder years, we just sit and we just talk about all the shit we've been with each other through.
Oh, well, I think it'd be even funnier because at that point, because like now I get scared to say things and you do too because I'm supporting my children.
And I'm also still living some of those things.
Right.
Privately.
Right. But I can't wait till I can just be actually unfiltered.
We are going to be those old ladies.
Oh, I cannot wait. Because at that point I'd be like, won't care.
No.
You can cancel me all you want because I've
already canceled ourselves. Live from up north Michigan.
Oh, what a dream.
Oh,
even though, I mean, we are pretty unfiltered, but.
Yeah, but I think we're.
It'd be nice to like have to like really just.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to let it all out someday. It's going to be awesome. I mean, we do share quite a bit, but I think we are both very protective of like spouses and families and parents.
Well, like I have to, like how I have to provide for my children.
Well, sure. Yeah. But then we won't have to anymore.
Well, when we're 70 and they're. Got jobs and...
Oh, and I'm wearing big oversized accessories like I've always wanted to every single day for no reason.
Well, but Kristen, can we... I literally can picture our show right now. We're going to be gray-haired with a big old bottle of wine sitting on our front porch and we're just going to go to town.
Oh, and it's going to be awesome.
Preston and Alan can just...
Sit over there and try to understand each other and their accents. Oh, I love you.
Oh, I can't wait for that day. Stay tuned for the...
Timestamp it. 30 years from now.
Let's do it. Can we hit shake on it?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I'm so excited. What's it going to be called?
I don't know. For a minute, I was like, we wind down up north, but we can figure it out later.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
It needs to be like, well, it needs to be. Yeah, I have a lot of, I'm better than that. Let me have this baby and then I'll get back to you.
Okay. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.